PFL Professional Fighters League will be at Municipal Auditorium Friday night for their playoffs. We've been telling you about that. And in the women's flyweight semifinal, Dakota DeChiva joins us now on the line. Dakota, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well, thank you.
So you got a big one coming up this Friday night. How excited are you to fight in Nashville, though? Nashville is has a thirst for MMA.
I'm so excited. I think this is the one state that everyone's been really excited to watch me in as well. We went to Connecticut last time, and then the first one was in San Antonio, Texas. But Nashville was like the one place that people reacted really well to when I said I was fighting here. So I'm super excited to be here, and I've booked a few days after the fight as well to make sure I can go and try some fried chicken.
Well, we got some good food here, that is for sure. What can you tell us about Jenna Bishop, your opponent, Friday night?
So she actually lost her last round, but we're both in the semi-finals now fighting against each other, but we're opposite styles. So she's actually a grappler, black belt in jiu-jitsu, and I'm a striker. So it's going to be a good match, opposites going against each other. So we'll see what happens.
PFL in town Friday night at Municipal Auditorium. Dakota DeChiva on the line with us.
Hey, Dakota, you talk about coming to Nashville for the first time. You go to different places, you have these fights. When does it just become about being in the ring? Once you step in it, it doesn't matter where you are. You're focused on just your opponent being in that octagon. Or do you like, man, I'm in Nashville, this is all great? How do you balance the two?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, I'm quite a happy person. A lot of fighters are quite grumpy fight weeks, so they stay in the hotel, don't really like go anywhere. They just kind of zone in. But you know, I'm quite good at like zoning in and being able to enjoy myself at the same time. You know, this is like a life I live like constantly, so I have to be able to enjoy, you know, and I feel very lucky that I'm traveling to the different states. So for sure I'll be going to the shops today, trying on a few cowboy hats and boots and just enjoying myself.
Yeah.
But I'm 100% focused at the same time. You know, I've done a lot of work these past 8 weeks, so the mindset doesn't change. I just get to enjoy a new state.
Oh, I love that, with that being said. All right, now, with your opponent, do you have, like, videotape on him? How do you scout your opponent? Because, you know, like, football teams, soccer teams, they've got all the video on their opponents and what they're good at, what they're not good at. Do you have all that access as well?
Yeah, we have a lot of access because a lot of the fights for fighters are on YouTube and things like that. With me as well in this tournament, we've kind of been fighting on the same card. So we fought twice already this year, both of us, on the same show. So we've kind of watched each other already this year. So we kind of know how we are and what we're going to come with. But obviously, when you get into a cage, you never know what's going to happen. So you can't fixate too much on that. You know, you've got to expect the unexpected, I say, sometimes. So we can watch tape, but we can't go off it too much.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that. There's also, we talk about, you know, athletes being in shape. Is there, and if I'm correct here, there's being in shape and there's being in the ring shape, right? There's two different things.
Yeah, I mean, in the gym, you know, you're getting in shape. It's kind of like you start off maybe a little bit squishy, we say, and then you get a lot tougher and a lot fitter throughout the end of the camp. And then when you get in the cage, it's kind of like we've give our body this last week, you know, a bit of time to recover. In camp, it's like go, go, go all the time. This last week now here when I'm in Nashville, I'm kind of just relaxing, you know, kind of shaking off a little bit, doing a lot of light work, but nothing that strains the body. So it's actually my body that's getting stronger and stronger. And that's when we get in the cage, we can show what kind of shape we're in.
Dakota, you got the nickname Dangerous. So how'd you get that nickname?
That was just given to me by a lot of fans. You know, it's what people started calling me. And then it kind of started just kind of held its name, I think. And then when I came out to one of my fights once, the ring announcer actually said it. So it was like I couldn't get away from it. But, yeah, that was from the fans that were.
You come into this with a 12-0 record and, you know, undefeated this season, obviously. Does that put extra pressure on you, or do you even think about that?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And me and the type of person I am, you know, I don't want to let go of that unbeaten record for sure. I want to win all the time. I'm a sore loser, so it definitely brings its pressure, but it also motivates me and makes me fight better because I know I don't want to lose that. So as long as I can control the emotions of, you know, what that pressure brings, and I feel like it's a good thing for me.
Dakota, there's you know two types of fighters. One's like to fill things out in the rings when they get in there, and one that just go for it. Which are you? I mean, if you feel it, I mean, do you go in the ring immediately to start attack, or do you kind of feel your way through the first probably 15, 20, 30 seconds?
Yeah, maybe first 15 seconds I'll kind of like just throw a few odd shots, feel it out a little bit, but I've had two first round stoppages in this tournament already, so I'm not one to wait about, you know, as soon as that bell goes, I'm coming for you for sure.
Oh, that's nice. I asked a question last week to another fighter. What's it like when you're just beating somebody into submission? I mean, that's got to be, because you train for that, and knowing that you're going to win that fight, that's got to be a wonderful feeling.
It definitely is, and it probably sounds really bad to say, but it's very satisfying for us, you know. It's fighting, you either love it or you hate it. So for me, I love it, and to get in there and be able to do that is kind of what I'm here for. But I suppose outside the gym, I just want to say that's not what I'm like.
Well, Dakota, we look forward to seeing you in action Friday night at Municipal Auditorium here in Nashville. Good luck against Jenna Bishop, and we'll be watching.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Dakota DeShiva joining us here on the program. Again, get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com, Municipal Auditorium. Friday night, PFL Professionals Fighters League. It's their playoffs, and you definitely want to check that out. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.